This is a duplicate tape of Mr. T.B. Chu's interview, tape 3, from an original 90-minute tape to a 60-minute tape. Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the second interview with Dr. T.B. Chu on November 8, 1979 by Suellen Chan. Dr. Chu, did you ever feel there was hostility toward Chinese in Los Angeles, like a discrimination in general?
In the old days, yes.
Uh-huh. In what way?
Well, since buying property, there's some discrimination.
Uh-huh.
Lots of area, they don't sell to the Chinese people. Rental, the house rental, there's some discrimination.
I see.
Yeah.
So how about
especially to the, you know, the student too, Chinese student in the old day. But after World War, after Second World War, up to 1950, the situation much better.
I see. So, but you know, you must confront some of these discrimination. How did you respond to these kinds of discrimination?
Naturally, I don't like it. See, well, nothing you can do because if the neighborhood don't want you, don't like you around there, so let's go find some other place. But I do sorry for the Caucasian people have that kind of attitude to the to a human race. See? We should just like our Confucius say. The human under the sun or brotherhood. We should have that kind of a good attitude toward the different race, regardless the color.
Would you consider Chinese to have done better or worse than the general population of the Los Angeles? You think they are better off than other ethnic groups, or even compared to the Caucasian?
I do think our Chinese race do a good job, especially for the younger generation. Because our culture, we believe in good family, get together, good education, and respective families, and so on and so forth. That's why we try to encourage the youngster, and study hard, work hard, and good behave. See, that's our Chinese parents always have that kind of attitude toward to the younger generation. So that's why after the war, Chinese younger generation in very successful in every respect, such as the education. Many have a bachelor degree, master degree, doctor degree, many of them. And that's why that's a good way to raise up our standard to match the Caucasian, the upper class.
It's after World War II, but before World War II, Chinese in general, probably compared to the Caucasians, their incomes, earnings, or their living standards, or probably not better than Caucasians, right?
Lots of different. In a pre-war, Chinese come to this country mostly from the small village. They're not well educated. See? So you can say it's more or less kind of average, little below average standard. So that's why when they come to this country, naturally the language is different. See? Because that standard a little bit lower, and that's why we can't get into the American society. And naturally, the income is much lower than the American people. Because lots of them come to this country, mostly the working people. First, they don't have the capital to establish the business. Secondly, the language different, and the standard a little behind. That's why the income is a little bit lower in comparison. But after the Second World War, the condition much changed. Changed to good instead of worse.
So. Before World War II, there were some Chinese businessmen, like merchants, and how did they get the capitals, and how did they start their business?
Well, first they save. Chinese people believe in saving. They always save some money for the future use. See? Because they work hard, and save the money, and that's why they gradually develop into the small business, from small business. And naturally, from small business develop into the, you know, larger scale.
I see.
Yeah. And since they have a little bit business, they'd like to have some import-export, mostly import, speaking of. Ship some Chinese merchandise to this country to supply our Chinese community in this country.
I see. Have you ever compared Chinese with Jewish people in the way of doing business? Or have you ever heard people making such comparisons?
Well, the Chinese and the Jewish people, they both are good business people. Mm-hmm. They both raised and work hard. I think so, but Jewish people compare more cooperative, another cooperative with their own race. And I know I have lots of Jewish friends. They really sincere help their own people to establish a business in a different way. But our Chinese a little bit different. More or less a little bit for their own family. And not as cooperation as the Jewish race. So I hope from now on and our Chinese people should copy the Jewish that kind of attitude to help each other, especially among our own people.
If the Chinese merchant didn't really thinking about other Chinese, and they only thinking about the families, and so would you think that even Chinese would take advantage from other Chinese?
Well, the Chinese people, he's compared it, it's honest. It's pretty honest, see? And usually they don't take any advantage from other family without any legitimate way, see? Because our own Chinese saying, and we believe, you know, honesty is the best policy. So that's one of the Chinese culture. In a family, we treat the youngest the same thing. Be honest to the other people. Don't cheat another. Don't cheat anybody.
Right. In your own business, are there many Chinese working in your field as a herbalist?
In the old days, there's a lot of Chinese herbalists in this country. But now, seems not too many of them.
Would you think that this business or this profession is rather popular non-Chinese?
Yeah.
So most Chinese would like to, if they can get into this field, they would try to get in?
Oh yeah. Unfortunately, some of the lots of the, they don't have enough English education. And some of the many of them don't have the doctor degree. That's why there's a lot of handicap to them. But fortunately, lately, the American society recognized acupuncture. They issued a license to the acupuncture doctor. Since then, they have more free hand to practice. Practice their healing art. I think acupuncture is very effective in
Chinese medicine.
Many ways, many cases. But I don't believe it's for every case, for all kind of disease, but the certain CD disease is very effective.
So
if we operate in the right way.
Talking about getting license, in the early days, especially like before World War II, are there many Chinese herbalists running into the trouble getting a license?
In the before the World War II, there's no such thing as herbalist doctor's license. Mm-hmm. the only practice the Chinese herb, you can base on the import-export as a merchandise, herb as a merchandise.
It's not a doctor.
Not the, you
it's
can
medicine.
Prescribe to the patient. Mm. You can sell to the patient,
mm.
to the sell, not sell to the customer, not to the patient.
I see.
Okay. So if you sell, prescribe or sell to the patient, is a conflict with the law.
So what did your father do? He simply sell, I noticed that.
Before he had this doctor's license, he only can you say sell this product.
I see. So like in 1924 when he started this office in Santa Monica,
yeah.
did he already has doctoral?
No, first time not yet.
But he just selling.
That's herbalist, you know.
Herbalist.
Selling herb.
So selling
instead
herbs.
Of a prescribe.
Uh-huh.
So you can't mention prescribe at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's illegal.
Mm-hmm. But how can he sell the herbs without, you know, prescription?
Well, you have to use your own judgment. Diagnose the case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, diagnose the case and then put up the herb.
Mm-hmm.
And give it.
So actually, he didn't really
mm-hmm.
prescribe, but he actually
yeah.
treated the patient.
Yeah.
Well, just with the name
old,
is different.
In the old time, the patient come in
mm-hmm.
to your office and tell you what is trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And then the history, the symptoms,
mm-hmm.
so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to use your diagnosis, use your judgment to diagnose the case and put up the earth for them.
When did he get his doctoral degree?
After the Second World War.
I see. Where did he get a degree?
Oh, in Los Angeles.
A special school that give the...
Yeah, he went into the
oh, I see.
The college.
I see. Where is this college? Is still now around or is it's no longer here?
Now merged with LA's chiropractic college in Glendale.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. And before it was down.
Before it's Southern California College of Chiropractic.
So how long did he go to this college in order to get the degree?
He went about 3 years.
Uh-huh. Why make him decide to go and get a degree?
Well, first thing, he want to embrace his knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Secondly, and free hand to practice.
I see. Uh-huh.
Third, have a larger field.
Before he get this degree, did he ever mention about that the government were coming and ask question that whether he really
no.
Treating the patient or never have people question him?
Yeah.
So people believe that he sells herbs.
Sell herbs.
Uh-huh.
Purely nature herbs.
Uh-huh. I see.
Import from China.
Did you ever heard that Chinese herbalists one time get together and fight for the law or something because of the American law discriminate against their practice in the early
yeah,
days?
Especially in San Francisco.
Really?
Yeah.
It's before.
And then the Chinese herbalist, the name Fong Wong
uh-huh.
in Oakland,
mm-hmm.
he's been fighting with the medical association a number of times.
Mm-hmm.
Many times he won the case.
Hmm.
He won the case.
Anybody help him? I mean, like Zhong Hua Wei Kuang or people help him?
No.
Or he just fought
yeah.
alone.
With some interpreter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he won the case.
That was when? Around?
Oh, that was one. That was way, way before the Second World War.
Uh-huh. I see.
I think about 1920, around there. Mm-hmm.
But still, there's no license for the Chinese herbalist.
No.
But he can't practice.
He can't practice.
Yeah.
He knew in the practice on the right way.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What do you mean, right way?
Well, don't you can't diagnose the case by any means, by instrument or by anything. See?
How about the process?
Not supposed to.
Uh-huh.
See? If in the old, just like the old day, you can sell the herb to the customer, but you cannot prescribe to the patient. That's illegal.
Last time you mentioned that in order to get the patient come in or customer come in, you have to advertise a lot, put some advertisement out. And what kind of advertisement?
It's a commercial advertisement.
And you advertise your
commercial
herbs or advertise your
skill? Yeah, advertise the herb, or if some of the customer give you the testimonial letter, you can print it.
But I thought the herbalists were not supposed to practice. So what?
Yeah.
What kind of?
They consider as a merchandise.
Oh, I see. So you still can put the ads out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
As long as your ads don't say any prescribed.
Oh, I see. Did you happen to have any of these ads? You kept any of these old ads, you know, from your father in the old
Oh,
time?
I have many old ads. Many. Old, many stuff.
Oh.
Many.
Since your father started?
He started, we together, you know. Yeah, because many. Unfortunately, I live at home.
We probably can take a look next time. Not next time, but probably sometimes.
Maybe I can send you a field, an omen.
Oh, that would be very nice.
Yes,
because we would like to know exactly. Probably, you know, see how it was.
I can send you a field omen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For historical purpose. You know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, do you feel you were ever treated differently because you were Chinese, especially you were in this field and you associate mostly like the Caucasian American patients? Do you think they treat you differently as a Chinese doctor, or they?
They treat me, or I treat them.
They treat you.
I don't know, but they treat me as a doctor.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah. How about outsider, not your patient? Do you feel that you were treated differently? In other organizations, you put...
Mostly my Caucasian friend, and they're very respectable to me.
Mm-hmm.
Very respectful.
So do you think this job was a chance to break out of stereotypical lower paying jobs usually associated with Chinese? You would think, you consider that this job is a higher position?
Oh, yeah. Speaking about the standard, naturally a higher standard,
mm-hmm.
Okay, among the Chinese people.
Is that the reason why a lot of Chinese want to get into this field?
Could be. Yeah.
What would you say, how many people in this field, around World War II, around 1940s or 30s? What would you think, about the number
in Los Angeles area? About a dozen,
oh.
About a dozen,
mm-hmm.
around the Los Angeles area.
Mm-hmm. And now, how how many left? Still around?
Just a few.
Very few.
Just a few.
Why it declined, the number is declining?
Well, I think it is the youngster is not easy to get into this country. Because of immigration problem. And also the you don't have free hand to practice herb unless you obtain a license, a doctor's license. Okay. Now they many acupuncture. Practice acupuncture in this area.
Do they need a license for that?
Oh yeah, they are legalized to practice acupuncture. That's why the acupuncture doctors are much more increasing.
Do they also prescribe the herbs, the medicine, or they just simply
treatment? Acupuncture treatment.
Okay.
Even Caucasian practice acupuncture too now.
How about the income, for this profession? Is it much higher than the other professions among Chinese, or it's kind of or lower, or what would you say?
Well, speaking about the income, naturally a little bit higher than the working class among the Chinese people.
Mm-hmm.
But compared to the import-export, well, it's a lower than those kind of business.
How
because import-export, they be more this kind of a big scale over there, and lots of different.
How about compared to the restaurant owner?
Depend what how big the restaurant is.
Uh-huh.
Some of the smaller, naturally, better than a small restaurant owner.
Uh-huh.
See, but the big restaurant, that I don't know.
I see. Yeah. What do you consider to be the key to your success at work? What do you think you were so successful? What made?
Well, first you have to be honest to the patient, and secondly, sincere, okay? Sincere to the case, and third, don't take the case unless you know you can do some good to the patient. And also let them know that your practice herb is more or less is kind of a natural remedy. Okay? No side effect, no habit forming. Okay? They don't hurt the body. Okay? So and also meeting you have to try hard to. Let the patient have good result.
So you're quite successful in this field, and earlier you mentioned that you have quite a few Caucasian friends, and the reason why you were accepted by non-Chinese, do you think it's due to this success?
Well, a person's success in their profession, main thing is recommend by the former patient. In other words, mouth-to-mouth recommendation is the best advertising. Mostly my patients recommend from the old patient, from the relative, from the other old patient. Mostly my patients.
I see. non-Chinese in general. So, for example, like, where did Chinese men meet their wives? Probably you can, like, for example, how did you meet your wife?
Oh, I married in China,
oh.
In Hong Kong.
Uh-huh.
We come together.
I see.
Yeah. But lots of Chinese in the old days, they come alone.
Mm-hmm.
After they have some kind of certain established, and then they try to send their wife to come over and family.
Do they go back to